We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Pei Dalet Aleph. We just finished learning in a Braisa that a medrus of a Kli Cheres. A medrus is something that the Zav sat on, and it was made as a bed or as a chair. It's Tumas, I have a Tumah called Tumas Medrus. And the Braisa said a Kli Cheres does not have this Tumah called Tumas Medrus. And why not? So we're working on two drashas. Chizki is drasha and Rebbe Shmuel is drasha. And the drasha's word that it's mavuri from a pasuk that's hukish to zav or hukish to nida. And just like those people, a nida or zav, have tire of a mikvah, a mishka of a maishav, a medris of a zav also has to have tire of a mikvah. And we know a klicheres has no tire of a mikvah. Most of Rabbi Leib, let's have a kasha on this side that in order to recover Tumas medris, it has to be possible to travel in a mikvah. Rabbi Leib, let's have a kasha on that. We have a braisa, it says like this: Mappets b'meis b'mayin. How do you know a mappets, which is a flat keli that's used as a bed, and according to Rashi, it's a pshutikli eitz. How do you know that it's matama tumas meis? That means even though there's no tumas magasheretz on this because it's a pshutikli eitz, halacha is a kli eitz, a wooden keli, it doesn't have a receptacle, it's not a kli kibble, it's not mekabel tuma. But the halacha is that it is matama tumas meis. That's the Mor saying, how do you know that? How do you know it's Makabal Tumas Meis? Mor says, it's a Kabal Chayim, but it didn't. Ma pachin katanim, shimutarim vizav, tamayim emeis, madach, small kalim, pachin katanim, that it's impossible to zav to metamit. Why not? It's Tumah Klicheres, and we know Klicheres only metam of maga and the inside of it. So here it's a very small kali, and the outside, if you touch it, doesn't become tame. And it can't become a mishkav because it's a cheres. I can touch inside, I can't get my finger in it. I can't get my finger in it, so I can't be tame. It's too small, these pachim ketanim. And I, the zov, can move it, and it's tumas hesed. So Rashi says that anything that's not, doesn't have tumas maga, doesn't have tumas hesed. And here, since it's impossible to make tumas maga on this little kli cheres, therefore there's no tumas hesed either. And Rashi also says that even though the loch is a here of a zav, it's also tamis, I can stick a here of a zav into metamit, into the hole. Also, anything that's not shayach, regular, negiyah, vibasar, doesn't have tumas maga with a here either. So, we know pachim kind of small little jugs, pottery jugs, made out of earthenware, they are not makabel tumah by zav because it's impossible to touch inside it. Still, a loch is tamei and vimeis, like the pasuk says, v'chol kli. Pesuach, any kli pesuach that's in the oil hamais becomes tamei. That's in the same room as mace becomes tamei. You see, ma pachim tam dar terem bezov tamei mamais mapits a this little bed that's made out of wood, flat bed made out of wood. Shematam bezov that has tumas zov. Why? Because it's mishkan ma'ishev. Ain't it dinshi tamei mamais? So for sure, it's tamei mamais. Veitig mara kasha. So it means we're assuming pashut that there's tumas medris on this mapits, on this little flat Kli Eitz that's used as a bed. Freita Gemara is a little slat that's used as a bed. So, Chayra, what's going on? Amaya, let's say Tire B'Mikvah. The halacha is that Pshuta Kli Eitz has no Tire B'Mikvah. Why not? Because in the parasha of Tfilas Kalim, of Tire Kalim with a Mikvah, it's talking about Kalim that have base kibble. But something that's Pshuta Kli Eitz is not included in that pasuk. So, therefore, Rashi says that there's no Tfilah by this a flat Kli Eitz, and still was saying it has Tumas Medrash, so it's a kasha on all those drashas. All those drashas said anything that's not Shaykh to be Toivel does not have Tumas Medrash. Here we find something that's not Shaykh to be Toivel has Tumas Medrash. Amalei Rechanina, no, Shani Hasam, Hoyel V'Iko V'Minoi. Rechanina says, no, a Mappet is better. Why? Because Kli Eitz, that Min is Shaykh Tvila. By a Cheres, never, no Kli Cheres ever Shaykh Tvila. Here, at least Kli Eitz, other Kli Eitz, that's based Kibbal Shaykh Tvila. Omalei Rachmanu Tzlan Mahay Daita. Hashem should save us from such a Psha. What does that mean? Because it has meaning. This is not Shaykh to be titled. So he said back, Adarabba, Rachmanu said back, Adarabba, Rachmanu Tzlan Mahay Daita Doch. Hashem should save us from your Das. The time am I, what's Taka Psha? The Chor is a good Taino. Mahay says not Shaykh to be titled. What's the difference? Because the Mina helps, what's Psha? So Gemara says, because trade to Kroy Ksiv. Ksiv isha shiga mishkavoy, which makes a hekish the keli to the zav itself, mishkavoy, that it has to be the same, just like the zav is shayach b'tfila, so the mishkav has to be shayach b'tfila. So that's another possible. Ksiv kol mishkav shishko lo zav yitma, anything the zav sits on, v'chol, ashishko lo zav tamay, anything the zav sits on is tamay. And that doesn't, that in that possible is no hekish to the zav, so okay, tzad, so how do you stem the two psukim? it's a little contradiction. Okay, it's a yesh v'mino, if it's a type of min, that min has tefillas kelim, afgav leslei, tarim mikvah, even though this thing doesn't have tarim mikvah, so then it works. Ain't, then you could be tamas to mishkav. Ain't v'mino, if that min doesn't have tefillah at all, makish mishkav eloi, then you have a hekish, the mishkav to it. So Al Kapana was coming out, I was sticking with that drasha, that the only time you have merit is if it has tire b'mikvah. Aya Mapitz doesn't tire b'mikvah. So he says, no, because that has b'minoi tire b'mikvah. I just want to speak out. The Tosfos of Pedal and Aleph, the Maslam Mapitz, argues in Rashi and holds a Vada of Pshutei Kliyetz, that's for Kabbal Tumah, does have tire b'mikvah. He brings a rifle in Mar and Sukkah. And he says, here we're not talking about Kliyetz, we're talking about something made out of Shifo, a Gemi, something like that, that that doesn't have only has Tumah's Medrash and nothing else. And that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Rav Amar, a different shot. How you know that a klicheres is not tumas medrash? Rav Amar midas klicheres tarim mahach. This is a different pasuk. Says a pasuk by tumah meis. For klipa suach hashein samet pasulav. Any open keli doesn't have a cover in it is tumah. How yesh samet pasulav tar? If it has a cover, it's tar. Frek the gemara mle skinin diachtinu leishdoi nidoi. It's all we talk about. Even though your nida, the ishdoi nida is sitting on it, and therefore. If it's makabel tumah, so if it's makabel tumah, it can't be matzel from anything inside it. If it's makabel tumah, it can't be matzel from anything inside it. So it must be that's not makabel tumah, even if anita sits in it. The kamarach manatar says tar. So it must be over here that we're talking about kli cheres tzamet pasul. It must be that there's no tumah. There is no tumah of medris on a tzamet pasul. There's no tumah medris on a tzamet pasul. And we said before, so there's no shayach hesed either because you can't touch inside it. But the reason why it's being, why it's matzel in its tahar and it's matzel and stuff inside it in the oil hameis is because it's not makabel tumas medrash because it's klicheres. So it's a raya that klicheres does not have tumas medrash. So at the end of the day, we have three drashas. We have Chizkiya and Beir Shmuel learned since it's not shayach, there's no tefillas kelim on that. That's why there's no medrash. And Rav is saying pshat is because the whole klipasuach in some apostle love is mashma. Any keli is tahar. Any keli is tahar. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. The Mishnah is in this parak, keep on discussing things that we bring raya from Psukim to the halachas. A lot of them are Psukim and Divrei Kabbalah. And here we have another halacha. We started off Menai Lavei Dezara, we brought a raya from a pasuk in Yishayo. Then we brought about a Svina, the Lev Yom. And now we're going to talk about the halacha of Kalayim. This Mishnah discusses, but it has something called Kalai Zeraim. That means to say wheat and barley are two Zeraim that you plant. You're not allowed to mix them together. Now Rashi Mavair, that the Isser Kalai Zeraim is not if they nourish from each other. That's not the Isser. The Isser is that they look mixed up together. But if they look separate, then there's no Isser Kalai Zeraim. Kalai Zeraim, everything's totally in the Maris Ayin, what it looks like, even on the Raisa level. Grad the Rashi learns that Kalai Zeraim is only the bottom, but Tyson the bottom asks from a few other places that Kalai Zeraim might be the Raisa. But in any case, either it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, even if it's the Raisa, it's totally in what it looks like. But even if it looks like two different Zeraim, it's separate, looks separate, and even though they're very close to each other, the halacha is that's not Kalayim. Even though it could be yonik from each other, because we don't care if it nourishes from each other, we care what it looks like. That's the main thing we care about by Kalai Zeraim. We'll see later on in the Gemara, if you have, say, a square field and a triangle field next to it, even if they're right next to each other, it's not a problem with Kalayim. Why? Because a triangle field is a different shape than the square field, and therefore they're clearly two different patches, and therefore it's not a problem of Kalayim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss this. Menayin la aruga, you have a patch in your garden, shishisha al shisha tvachim, it's 6x6 tvachim. How do you know shizorim v'seicha chamisha zeroinim? You could plant there five different type of minim of seeds. You could plant barley, spelt, wheat, five different type of zera, five different type of tvua you'll have to plant there. How do you know? So we want to bring a pasuk. How do you plant this? Dalar dal ruchos and haruga va'achas be'emsa. How do you notice? Remember, this pasuk says ki ke'eretz toitzi tzimcha ukegina zeru'eha tasmiach zarli nemel zeru'eha. The Gemara has explained how that's mashma five different zarainim, but the halacha is you let a plant in the 6x6 five different zarainim. So we'll explain how you plant it. So what you do is, you take this 6x6 box, if you look at your picture in your Gemara, 6x6 box, and on each side, you plant the whole side a different thing. One side barley, one side wheat. And in those sides, we don't care how close it gets to the other one, to the other corner, because they're their klai is wrong. As long as it looks different, it's fine. So long as they don't mamish touch each other, so then it's fine, because one's going this direction, one's going the other direction, is no problem. So that's four. Now, where do you put the fifth one? You put the fifth one in the middle. Because the fifth one, any way you put it, it's going to look the same as, it's the same direction as the other one. It's looked more of another one. So to make something not more of, the way I have a hecker, when something is not planted in a different direction, the only way that should we call a hecker is only if there are three tvachim in between, which is the shir yunika. Which is the shir yunika. So here, you need shir yunika. Not because they're not yoni from each other, because that's the shir hecker when they're the same direction. The shir hecker is three tvachim, which is shir yunika. Which is basically one half tefach for each one, and you include the zera in the three tvachim. So this thing is 6x6. So if you go from one side to another side, it's six tvachim. You put it in the middle, and it's three tvachim each side. From all four sides, it's three tvachim. Therefore, you have five different type of tuas. You know, one on each side, that's four, and the one in the middle, which is number five. And how you know five from this pasuk? So let's read Mishnah Mishnah one more time. And Ayla Ruga Shisha Shisha Tvachim Shizorim Chesed Chamish Shizroinim. Da'al Da'al Ruga is four on four sides. And Ruga of Achas Be'emsa, one in the middle. Shneimar Ki Ka'eretz Toitzit Simcha Kaginas Re'eha Tatzmiach Zarul Nimal Zre'eha. My Mashba. What do you see in the pasuk? That's talking about five different Zaroinim. Om Rav Yehuda Ki Ka'eretz Toitzit Simcha Toitzit is Chad. That's one. Simcha Chad is two. Now Hari Trei Zre'eha Losh Rabim is Trei. It's altogether four. Tatzmiach again is five. Chad hachamisha. So there's five different zaroinim you let a plant here. Vekimlu rabban the chamisha v'shisa lo yankim adadi. That if you have five and 6x6, they do not nourish from each other. Which means to say, again, you don't really need that should nourish each other. But in this case, you could put four on four sides and one in the middle, and kaimlu rabban that within three tefachim they're not nourishing each other, and therefore that alone is the hecker to have one in the middle. So therefore, we have here a makar, like a ravens in the pasuk, you can plant five different zeroinim in a 6x6 patch. And the reason is because they're not yonik from each other.